No. And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Okay. Did people used to use that word when you were small?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It sounded okay to say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any joking ways or kind of crude ways of saying pregnant?
Yes, but I couldn't really offhand remember. But, you know, people always say jokes about
it. Did you ever hear people say, just she's big?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How did that sound?
I've heard you say that already. It sounds all right.
To say?
I'd rather hear him say they're pregnant.
Uh-huh. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
We used to call them a midwife.
Were they very common in this neighborhood?
Oh, yes, they were. They were real common. I had one for one of my children. And, but we finally had to call in a doctor anyhow.
Mm.
And, but she was a very good midwife.
Do you think?
But they don't have them anymore.
Do you think they should be used more than they are? I read something about wanting to bring it back.
Bring it back? Yeah, I don't know, darling. I really don't know. Just like everything, some places are more difficult than others, you know. Just like doctors, there are some good midwives, and then there were some that were, I guess, rather careless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
say a child that's born to a woman who's not married, what would you call the child?
Well, I don't know what you call the child. She's born out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear any term for the child, though?
What, you mean like a bastard?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that.
How does that sound?
Oh, terrible, terrible.
Did you ever hear any nicer ways of saying that, like, or joking, like a bush child or a woods colt?
No, I've never heard that.
And you'd say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
more affectionate.
Okay, we're using the word loving. Peggy is even...
more loving.
And your brother's son is called your...
my nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is called a...
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan is its legal...
legal guardians.
Okay. And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
relatives.
Okay. Anything else you'd say besides relatives?
Cousins.
Okay. And do you ever use the word people?
My people.
How does that sound?
Not very. No, we use relatives and things like that.
You'd say she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a...
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
He's a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country? Like, would I be a foreigner for having come from Georgia?
No, I wouldn't consider you a foreigner.
And you'd say, you'd throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw it and he
caught it.
And he has